not frenzy. He
is junoon. Junoon is not frenzy. Yes?
He answered, "If I had uttered a hint of it, your gall would instantly have turned to water."
That's your answer.
He says, if at the first session we could explain it to you all, you would die. Because suddenly you feel horrible. How could I tell you that there is a big snake in you? How could I tell you that? First of all, you deny it. If you believe me, you pass out. But that's what it is. The snake is there. The intelligence is in me. In an enormous quantities. It's not even comparable to my cousin, the silly bloody chimp. That's our cousin. Too bad. The worst kind of monkeys. But that's what it is. So what? Well, this is like explaining to you, let's say, as an architect, I explain to you that the foundation of your apartment is on a sludge. How do you feel? Could you sleep there tonight? No way. But that's what it is. Because all the stuff that we are talking about, what are we talking about? Only one stuff. Stuff. And I can only call it stuff. I don't know what else should I call it. Because it's not a thing. It's a stuff. It's opposite of that junoon. It's love. But it's mixed with junoon. It's craziness. It's illogical. To give up everything, to surrender to beloved. Oh. What is all that about? This is something that we want to bring in. What's inside? When we come to this world, inside is full, right? We don't need this culture and stuff. If they let us, we'll be like monkeys. The best example is Tarzan, except Tarzan talks. Of course. Just for you. But we'll be monkeys. And nobody is sure that if human being could stand up and walk. Yes, we can. But we'll try by imitation. If we don't see it, we don't even try it. That's it. The monkey is here. But is that all? No. There is something else which is here. Let's just for fun call it culture. Culture is not in anyone, but it's in all of us, and we absorb a lot from it. All we absorb from that. And hopefully we give it back. This giving back is what we're talking here. Anyhow, we talk about love. Love is the stuff. And nothing else. And we cannot talk about it. Why? Why can't we talk about it? A six-year-old boy. Rumi told you, book one, he said, excuse me, when it comes to write about love, the pen will break down. All the trees in the globe is not enough to make enough pencil to write it down. Or all the ocean, be ink is not enough. Because nobody could explain what love is. The only explanation he gave us was what?
Love.
What?
What it's not.
He used one special word. Astrolabe. He said, love is the astrolabe of the secrets of God. Means it's an instrument. That magical instrument in their time was astrolabe, because with that you could navigate no matter where. That was the first GPS. So Rumi will say, love is the GPS of finding the point of God. That's how it works. So we cannot talk about it. Then we cheat. Personally, I'll let you understand what my cheating is. I don't talk about love. I found a better example, works as well, and it works even for the magical stuff of religion. It's beauty, art. And if you heard, none of you could bring one example of animal kingdom which is similar to art. Beauty, no, beauty is all there. Mainly in two things. Where is the beauty in natural kingdom? Two subjects.
Camouflage and mimicry?
Cheating. Both are. Because both are, in a way, cheating. Disguise, right? Is either disguise or... What is the opposite of disguise? Show off. For the sex, they show off. For food, they disguise. For food, hunter will hide and hunted will hide. But for sex, the female don't care that much because they are carrying the factory and all that responsibility. So the show off is for male. And my God, there is a show off. If you go through these natural documentation now, you will see the bizarre stuff that even the craziest artists of us could not imagine something like that. But it's there in animal kingdom, and it's every day over there, because the male should show off or hide. This is what it is in animal kingdom. When it comes to us, everything is like a puzzle. Because the cheating stuff is in here. Then I have the opportunity to have the counterbalance. Honesty. How? By talking about it? Because all the cheatings could happen in talking. Especially when two sides are... have the same bias. How does it go, this talking? Imagine a negotiation, and both of them, they have extreme tendency towards something. What will happen to this negotiation? This is what you call thinking, and I always say no. That's personal monologue in you. You're talking to yourself. That's how you cheat. Because you give explanation to your questions. How? The one who explains and the other one, both are you. So what happened in you? It's like the animals. We are talking about something, bringing it out. The honesty. And it's painful and costly. So something bitter and costly. Is anyone ready to pay the price of that? I was talking about caviar. It's very costly and it's bitter. But it's in demand. I was talking about one dinner in Paris, best hotel, Maxime. It's a very costly stuff. But what? And it's not good for my auntie. I told you that. The goodness of that food should be recognized. Therefore, the first thing is to have the taste. Remember at the beginning of this book, when there was no poetry at all, a big paragraph explaining the rule of the universe, to mention the exception, as usual, one verse explanation of love. Then, before that, at the end of that paragraph, I said, the stuff I'm talking about, if you don't have the taste, you will not get it. because this is what it is. Honesty, honesty has a taste, a very addictive, strong taste. For the beginner, the first time you are honest, it's bitter. It's bad because you're not used to it. You're in a state of shock. But little by learning it, you will change. We are talking about that second fellow in me. That should happen in a process. It's not that we explain it to you, you understand it, and you walk away. The guy was asking for this, that, okay, at the beginning, you were supposed to explain it to me. He said, no, I cannot explain it to you. That you have a serpent in you. Means potentially you have the choice, because you are the only animal on this earth with choice. All the animals, they're born that animal, they will die that animal. No changes. A crocodile is always a crocodile, right? But for you, you're born a monkey with the serpent in you, with the donkey, with the camel, with all of that, we explained it. And you have the choice, because the prophet is in you. The message is in you. Isn't it? Which one of you haven't noticed it yet? There is a potentiality in you, and I always point at it. Because when they say, you have the potential of being blah, 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 okay, yes, I'm happy, thank you very much, you gave me a compliment. No, we mean there is something in you you should be aware of. What is it? What?
Conscience.
Very difficult word. Simple. There is something that I can point to that. There, find it. When you are sitting on a piece of stone, let's say beside a road, waiting for someone, nothing is happening, nothing at all. Suddenly the sun is setting down in the horizon. Something in you will move, will notice the beauty of sunset. That one. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be the driver of a bus sitting over there, or you could be Albert Einstein sitting over there. And no animal will notice the sunset. You will. Noticing the beauty. This is in us. And it's damn complicated. If it was not, why should anyone spend a lot of money and energy to go to Rome, go to Chapel Sistine, to just do this and watch that ceiling, that painting, that image of God creating Adam? What is that? Or listening down, listening to music. What is that about? We don't know, but we know there is an attraction towards beauty in the heart of a human being. This is a good start point for us. We know it's there. So tendency is there, but it should grow up. Doesn't mean that you play Mozart for my aunt and she will love it. She will hate it because it's too complicated. She prefers one of those simple rhythms. Because she has never developed a taste for the music. Because human being could die like an animal. And majority will. So, it's like the major part of the garden, which is earth. But let's talk about the flowers. But it doesn't work your way. It works this way, yes.
Had I told you the qualities of the snake, terror would have made you give up the ghost. Mustafa said, If I should tell correctly the description of the enemy which